Well, hello. My name's Tobe. You knew that already. You're listening to another extraordinarily exciting edition of... Oh, I don't know. I guess this is Budget Nature Expeditions. I'm sitting in my car. I'm in the parking lot of Herrenhaven. I don't know why I'm still sitting here. My back is a little twingy, but otherwise I kind of feel pretty good. Other than, you know, being pissed off at the entire planet. I saw, when I was at the grocery store yesterday, or was it the day before, I saw a praying mantis in the parking lot. He was clattering around. And that made me happy. It's praying mantis season. So we're here, maybe we're looking for praying mantids. Oh, get out of the car here. I'll close the door. Rock and roll. All right. Now, what I do know about mantids around here is that they do like the building. They like the wall. This is a brick building, and so the sun shines on it, and the bricks hold in a lot of heat, and all the mantids, they like to hang out stuck to the building. I'm not seeing any, but I'm still looking. A couple years ago, man, we had the craziest mantis year ever. You couldn't go anywhere without seeing some. I even had one in my backyard, a nice male on my railing, my deck rail. I took a picture of him. He's nice. Okay. Yeah, the first time I ever saw a praying mantis was here at Herrenhaven. I was out walking out towards the boardwalk and I heard a funny sound by my feet, and I looked down and I didn't see anything at first. I kept looking, and here was a huge, huge female praying mantis. It was a good 10 inches long, huge. And I was like, whoa. And I took a picture. So we're walking. It's a lovely day. It's kind of cool. It's about, I don't know, 70 degrees. It's overcast. Well, not really. It's kind of partly sunny. As I walk around the corner of the shed, I'm looking for mantis in the shed and I don't see any. Where's my mantis? Actually, that mantis that was under there is probably out by the gate. And due to all the exciting rain we've been having, the dragonfly pond is pretty full. I mean, not as full as it gets, you know, another 5 feet to be that full, but fuller than normal. It did rain last night, and we even had a tornado warning at some point in time, but it was a very quick one because it was for Fort Calhoun, a town that's, I don't know, about 15 or 20 miles away. And what was that sound? And basically nothing interesting happened with the tornado. It roped out pretty fast, so we didn't get any coverage of that for dubious tornado committee, unfortunately. But it did rain quite a bit here, and they did issue some flash flood warnings. Those were pretty much going all night. It was crazy. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm all right. I'm crushing it. I'm rocking and I'm rolling. I've got my camera just in case. I'm looking in all the interesting mushroomy spots. Oh, and it smells good out here. It smells like, well, it's the smell I associate with reindeer moss. I love the smell of reindeer moss. I would just strap a bag of reindeer moss to my face and walk around and smelling it all day if I thought I could get away with that in public. But no, that's bound to raise some questions. I think I heard something again. Am I just imagining things? It's possible. So while I walk around out here towards the boardwalk, why don't I tell you what I watched on TV last night? two things. One was fairly worthless, and that being the sequel to the 21 Jump Street movie with Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill. It was okay, in that sort of we know we're doing terrible crap kind of way, so it's ironic humor. Oh, look, here's a, I've never seen a turtle out here. There's a little turtle on this log right here in the sub pond, and a monarch butterfly is flying over him. He's on the little log on one end, and there's a frog on the other. Look at those guys. They're buddies. They're pond buddies. They say, hey, yeah, we're doing some fun pond stuff. So if you saw the first 21 Jump Street movie, you might as well see the second. The thing that I found the funniest in it were some of the jokes that I don't know if anybody else got them. As usual. But the thing that I appreciated most was the end credits. And I don't mean to make that sound cruel and ironic, or the end of the movie was the best. It was actually very funny. Sort of, you get to see previews of future future sequels, but it's tongue-in-cheek, and it's very, very funny. Okay, there's some turtles out there. Oh, he just jumped off the log. There's one turtle out there. Oh, and he just jumped off the log. What are they so scared about? They're 30 meters away, and they're big turtles. They're chicken turtles. All right, let's walk all the way out onto the boardwalk. There's froggies in there. So, if you think Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum are funny, and they kind of do make a good comedy team together, it's strange. Then yeah, go ahead and watch it. You know, don't have too high of expectations. It is what it is. Look at all these frogs jumping around today and making little chirpy cheeper sounds. The other thing, oh my god, there's a huge ass frog over there. Whoa, daddy! Look at that thing. This frog weighs a kilo. Man. Alright, so anyway, what else did I watch on TV last night? Yeah, I was taking a break from doing something. I don't remember what I was working on. I thought, oh, I'm going to sit down in front of the TV for a minute and deal with the cat. Because remember, it was raining and very, very lightning and thundery. And my cat is a thunder chicken. Does not like thunder, and she gets real worried, and she has to sit by my feet and run around and bug me, and so we gotta do kitty stuff, and I have to reassure her that no, it's okay. Those are actually good sounds. I know they're annoying, but we like those sounds because thunder means it's probably raining, and rain is good. Rain is good for mushrooms and all our buddies. But that doesn't mean she likes it, so I'm sitting there. Look at this damn frog. My god. It's as big as my head. And I wear like an 8 3/4 hat size. Look at that damn thing. So I'm sitting there with my cat watching TV. I'm flipping through the channels and there's nothing on. So I thought, okay, I better check all the sports channels to see if any highlights are on yet, because, you know, it was a Europa League day and I wanted to see the Europa League highlights, because I wasn't able to see the Shakhtar Donetsk game, but that's beside the point. So I go down to ESPN, one or two, I don't know which one it was, and guess what's on? Drone racing. And when I say drone, I of course do not mean drone in the, you know, literal sense. I mean what everybody's calling drones these days, namely quadcopters. And this is the Quadcopter Racing League. And so I watched this show for literally an hour, waiting to see the, you know, the quote drone end quote racing, and they never showed any race. This was just some kind of big fluff piece about this supposed drone racing league. And while we did get to see some footage of some racing drones go flying around, we didn't actually get to see a race, and that kind of made me mad. And I wanted to turn the channel, but I couldn't because my cat found it fascinating. You know, the sounds that those drones make are very interesting sounds for a cat. And so my cat's sitting there watching TV, flicking her head back and forth, going, "Whoa, what the hell are those things?" It was pretty funny. And then I went back to working on whatever it is I was working on. And then I watched, you know, Europa League highlights, obviously. And then the cat was there with me for that too. She was just sitting in front of me, and oh boy, she just loves to see highlights in football, because it's all those little shapes running around and going zippy zip around on the TV, and are really easy to see because it's all on that nice green background. Cats, they're pretty wacky. So I've left the boardwalk. I'm back in the main, on the main trail, walking over the land bridge and looking into the Billabong, which is full. And you don't see it get much fuller than this. Latawata. There's a Latawata, and there's a stick with frogs on it. 1, 2, 3, 4 frogs when one were in the water right by it. Look at those frogs doing froggy stuff. And that's about it. And I still don't know where all the muskrats went. I haven't seen any muskrats in forever. So, don't know what to tell you. Somebody just walked out of here. That was weird. There's no other cars in the parking lot. I don't know where that guy came from. And what is this? I thought we had fox poop on the ground here, but no, it's just a leaf rolled up. Oh, okay. Is my back getting better or is my back getting worse? Who cares? I don't care. Okay, the good news is I probably don't have to swing a web stick. Alright, no, this is new. I'm walking into the wall blind here and somebody has built a step unit. There's a box of stairs here. It's about 3/4 of a meter tall, a meter and a half wide. It's 3 steps, presumably so children can step up and look out the wall blind. And what's out there in the back end of the Billabong? One duck sleeping on a log. I like logs and I like ducks. They're fun for me. Here's a spider web that I'm not going to walk into. And a little spider in the spider web. That's good. Oh, and I can see more frogs. There's a lot of damn frogs out here today. When it rains, frogs get pretty excited. I've never understood why. But then again, I'm not a frog. No. No, I am not. Oh boy. Alright, what do I want to do today? I do need to go to the grocery store at some point. I might just wait until tonight to do that. Oh, yuck. Here's a disemboweled rabbit. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Some raptor got into a rabbit. Real good there. Or maybe something else. Maybe a fox or who knows what. Could be anything. But I keep... thought I heard something weird again. Huh. Anyway, I gotta go to the store at some point. And, kinda wanna go out and mess around with my new toy a little bit, but I probably shouldn't. My new toy being my pocket chip. You know, it's I'm fully mobile now. And so I thought, ooh, I think I'll go be mobile. Maybe I'll be like a cool laptop guy and go to a coffee shop and order a macchiato and work on my screenplay. or work on my slam poetry. No, I want to go out and I want to scan networks. But I don't think I'm going to do that, because that requires me driving around and... I just remembered, I forgot to check my tire pressure today. Doh. I guess I can do that when I get back. My car wheel, my... what side is that? My passenger rear tire has required some type of slow leak. And so I gotta remember to check my tire pressure every day and put air in that tire when required. I don't think I did it yesterday. And I can usually go about 2 days before I notice any real drop in pressure. So, yeah, geez, I gotta remember to do that when I get home. Okay, so I've walked into the main blind here. There's a duck out there swimming around. He doesn't look too excited. He's a little chirpy. Nobody in the delta. And that duck is still quacking. He says, squeak, squeak, squeak. Huh. There's nothing going on out here. And there's no mushrooms either. I don't understand what's going on here. Oh, boy. Alright, I don't think I'm going to go up into the loop today. I really don't want to eat webs. And... it's kind of buggy around here. And maybe I'll shave today. It's humid enough out here that it's making my face itch. Which is usually a sign that I just need to shave. Oh, I hate shaving. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. But then again, I hate having facial hair. So, you know, some kind of catch-22 there. Oh, man. Getting kind of wound up. And you know what I did yesterday? And I don't know what I'm going to do today, because I've got some food. I've got lunch at home, but I don't want to eat it. None of this food is tasting good. I'm getting into that season where I start having problems eating again. And it happens when the seasons change. When summer turns into winter, and when winter turns into summer. I can't figure it out. But getting decent food is difficult. And even eating it is difficult. And I was having some problems yesterday. And I thought, okay, maybe if I just go get some tacos. And so I did. I thought, okay, I'm going to go to the other place. I'm going to go to... wait, what was that? Hey,
how you doing?
And so, as I was trying to... oh, that's what I was hearing. I was hearing a squirrel. I can see him now. He's up in the tree. And that guy came back in. I don't know where he came from. Although I did notice that the Mulhall's gate was open. Maybe he parked on the Mulhall's property. I don't know what he's chasing. But anyway, I did go to Taqueria Chango yesterday. Oh, it was so good. Oh, it was yum, yum, yummy. And I got 2 tacos and a small raspberry iced tea. And it was $5.48 with all the taxes and everything. Because we have restaurant tax here. God, what a horrible idea that is. But anyway, I ate my tacos, and they were so yummy. And I watched El Chavo on TV while I was eating my tacos. And I was scanning the various Wi-Fi networks while I was eating my tacos. Because deep down, I am actually inherently evil. and proud of it. It's good to be a horrible person. You have less responsibilities. Which does, of course, mean less work overall. So now I'm curious, why is this guy who was just walking out as I was walking in, walking back in as I'm walking out? He does have a large camera. He didn't seem like he was chasing anything. So I'm just going to walk through the cut here and look out onto the Mulhall's property. Because I don't understand where this guy came from. And it's making me suspicious. Oh, Mulhall's property. There's water in the little pond area. There's no cars back here or anything, though. Okay. That's weird. Now I'm starting to get suspicious. But then again, I'm kind of a naturally suspicious person. And is that because I'm evil? Yeah, probably. I'm always up to no good. And I'm always doing suspicious stuff. So if I'm being suspicious, I'm up to no good. Therefore, anybody else being suspicious is also probably up to no good. Thing of it is, this guy didn't have any other odd gear on him, so I doubt, well, I shouldn't say that. He could be doing wacky stuff with his camera. I don't, can't imagine what, but still. There's a little patch of what appears to be some type of coprinus mushroom about 4 meters into the forest here, but it's under some trees and it's going to be difficult to get to. And it just looks like inky caps, so it's not like we really need to work to get that photo. So we're not going to. I'm so lazy. Truly. I have pushed laziness into the realm of art. Nobody can be as lazy as me. Alright, I'm just about out of here. I'm just about out of the forest. I've got about 20 steps to go. I can see the fence to the dragonfly pond. And it's lovely. It's a lovely fence. What's this on this log here? Oh, cool. Got some wolf's milk slime on this log here. Very cool. Oh, here's a little bit more on the end. There's three little bumps of the lumps. Very nice, very nice. There's a big, huge mushroom in that tree right there. It's probably a foot across. Wow, and the water level's high back there behind the bocage. Must have rained a little bit more than I thought. Well, there were flash flood warnings, duh. You know, maybe we should have gone to OPPD and see the flood, quote, damage, end quote. Oh, wow. There's a boatload of water back here. And it's a couple inches deep. Wow. So, yeah, there's no Mati in that hole back there. Matis are going to be flooded. And is that, do I see white jellies on that log? I can't tell. Oh yeah, there's a lot of water back here. Here's some big coprinus, and here's some foliota. And I think I see more white jelly. Yeah, more white jellies on these other logs. Wow, these things are sitting in water. Cool. There's probably 6 inches of water back there. Awesome. Looks very mysterious. Wait, are those puffballs? Do I see puffballs on the ends of one of these logs? Maybe. We'll have to wait and see what they become. They might not be puffballs. They might just be some of those coprinus that were growing there. But all they are is, you know, all I can see are little bulbs, little round balls, and those will either become stalks or they're going to be puff balls tomorrow. All right. Well, that was my wrist. Maybe we should get out of here. I'm walking back to the path, walking through what Ione used to call the outdoor classroom. There's four benches out here, and this is where the windmill tower used to be. I haven't gotten the story on that, but it did sit there for a couple years. Whoa! There's a big frog in the dragonfly pond. Not quite as big as that other one we saw, but jeez. He's the old frog. He's the king of the frogs. He's Frogathus rex. He's El Rey de Frogos. He's El Rey de Grenouille. The king of the frogs. Okay, now I do see a car in the parking lot. That's weird, because that wasn't here when I pulled in. I wonder if this guy was parked up on the street or something. Still, very suspicious. Too suspicious. All right, we should probably... I'm walking by my car. And I'm heading over to the Mulhall's gate to see if there's any mutties over there in that hole. Because we have seen a few down here in the last couple days. So I'm walking on the little access path, road, whatever, looking into the mud for mutty tracks, and I don't see any. Which is really strange, because we should be finding some. There's some car tracks, and this gate is just wide open. Where's my mutty? Looking down into the hole. No. Whoa. What was that? There's no mutty in the hole, but I heard a sound. Something big kind of moving through some grass. Something big that weighed about 6 pounds and has a fuzzy butt. I can hear something, but I cannot see something. I've actually walked out onto the Mulhall's property. I'm looking backwards into. Yeah, not going to see anything there. It's just tall grass and sumac. That's a good hiding place if you're a Mahdi. Now, what's that over there? I can see something. Is that a Mahdi standing up and looking at me way over there? Like 40 yards away? Oh, there's butterflies everywhere. Across the field, there is something that looks like a brown, fluffy shape standing up on its hind legs like Mahdi's tend to do. My vision... That is a Mahdi. Yes, he just moved and looked at me. Hi, Mahdi. I was looking for you. I finally found you. Hi. Yeah, he's about 50 yards away. And he's just at the edge of the... At the other end of the field. He's watching my ass going, hey, it's that guy. He's standing up. He's got his arms down by his side. He's doing his Mahdi thing. That's the hardest type of Mahdi to spot, because and he's standing in the most perfect area too, where there's other brown leaves and the camouflage is just perfect. But then he moved his head and yeah, that is a Mahdi. Oh, and we have run out of time. I gotta get out of here. My name's Tobe. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 19:30. So tune in tomorrow. Okay, bye.
This is the end of the line for me.